Hello, and welcome to this edition of the EV Revolution Show audio podcast. With your host, Kenneth Bocor. This is episode 62, recorded on December 9th, 2025. This episode of the EV Revolution Show is sponsored by File Sanctuary. Need a great web host for your business? Need to get email at yourdomain.com? They provide professional, feature-rich web and email hosting for any project you have in mind. Get started today at filesanctuary.net/cloud and save 10% with promo code EVREVSHOW. All right, and thanks very much for tuning in to this edition of the EV Revolution Show audio podcast. My name is Kenneth Bocor, as you know, and I'm always excited to be doing the audio podcast because as I augment my video YouTube channel, I get an opportunity to kind of expand from that and talk to people from around the world on various aspects of the EV landscape. And if you've listened to my over 50 audio podcasts, you'll see the diversity of the people that I talk to. And you know, one of the main barriers today that we find for EV adoption is education. And I'm really happy to have on the line today via Zoom, Mr. John Lee. He's the Director of Operations for Thrive Career Wellness. Hi, John. How are you?
Hi, Ken. I'm very good. Getting over a little bit of a cold, which is pretty typical for Canada right now, but doing very well. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
No problem. I quite understand that circle of life cold pattern that happens when we get into the winter season. So I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to talk to us. And, you know, as I mentioned in the opening, education is key to helping folks understand, you know, the benefits of EVs and all kinds of other questions, misconceptions, all that stuff. But also, you know, that marketplace globally continues to accelerate, continues to grow. Regionally, obviously, there's going to be ups and downs, peaks and valleys. I know in Canada, we'll probably end up having a flat or a slightly down EV market, sales market for this year. The States may be flat or slightly up, but the rest of the world is probably going to see a 5% or more increase to take it to about a quarter light duty vehicle sold. That's what I'm trying to say, in the world this year will be a plug-in vehicle, and 75% of those are battery electric vehicles. So lots of growth happening. And you know, I'm excited that you're part of a team of folks that have put together an EV program an EV course here locally. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about that course, and then, you know, maybe how that started, the genesis of that as well.
Yeah, for sure. So I guess the Electric Vehicles Essential Training and Employment Program grew out of rapid transition, transformation, and investment, importantly, happening across Ontario's automotive and manufacturing sectors. And you sort of alluded to it a little bit, right? There's EV sector is growing writ large around the world. Maybe there's a little bit of a temporary stall here in Ontario, Canada, and the US, but generally speaking. And so as EV adoption becomes more and more widespread, there is a critical need for a workforce that really understands EV systems, from batteries, drivetrains, safety and service. And it's something that we like to call EV literacy, sort of the foundational knowledge that's attractive for customer facing and operational roles. So last year, let's just say, you know, there are about 200,000 plus EVs in Ontario. It's not even including the plug-ins or the heavy vehicles or fleet vehicles. And so as these EV numbers grow, so do the sales, the associated servicing, the aftermarket support, charging infrastructure, fleet electrification, and other ecosystem jobs. At Thrive, we work closely with employers, colleges, government partners to understand emerging skills gaps. And Humber Polytechnic stood out as a leader in developing hands-on, industry-aligned training. And together with partners at the Electric Vehicle Network, we designed this course. And it's intended to give job seekers a very fast, practical entry point into the EV ecosystem, whether they're just upgrading their skills or starting on fresh. Mm-hmm. One thing I wanted to note just before we go on is that this program is an Employment Ontario service and is funded in part by the governments of Canada and Ontario. And the views that I'm presenting here are mine, not necessarily of our funders. So you're asking a little bit about what it also includes. So the program is really about providing that foundational training. So it goes through EV technology, battery systems, maintenance, safety protocols, as well as service excellence for delivering standout customer experience, specifically in the EV sector. And as I said, it's built in collaboration with Humbers, faculty experts, but then also importantly with the EV network, so that the in-class work really reflects real-world scenarios. So participants learn through a mix of online modules, and there's that hands-on component in lab experience. Participants can get 4 micro-credentials and a certificate from Humber, and this can be completed in as little as 3 weeks. Lastly, those who complete the training will get support through Thrive's digital platform to kickstart their careers in EVs or related sectors. And we have cutting-edge AI-powered career planning tools, job search features, access to learning platforms, and career coaches. So it's not just about the technical skills. It's also about really connecting people to opportunities in a growing field. Important to note, for qualified applicants, there's no cost to them. This program is based in Toronto. So we're focusing on those who live in around the GTA. Just a quick note that we have limited spots, just 200 participants total. We're sort of coming close to our enrollment this month in December. I guess the last thing I wanted to mention is that it's really important for us that we're developing partnerships with employers to facilitate those job opportunities. And they can also access Thrive's platform to find suitable candidates for any openings that they might have.
Yeah, you've done a great job of explaining the holistic approach to this program and, you know, the whys and what feeds into it. I know that this took some time to develop, you know, several months. Was the goal to get it out in 2025? Was that seen as, I think we're at a point now with market maturity, you know, where things are from an EV readiness, charging infrastructure from both consumer and commercial elements, the job, you know, there's lots of talks about new jobs and development and monies spent by various levels of government and private and public sector to put more technology jobs, to emphasize more on the EV marketplace from all kinds of different areas. Was that kind of the reasoning to kind of get this program going in 2025?
Yeah, for sure. I think the timing is important, as you say. Ontario is trying to position itself in North America as a hub for EV, battery manufacturing, et cetera, et cetera. And literally billions of dollars in investment are on the line here. So we all understand there are current economic headwinds, and those are a huge priority. Affordability, housing, trade, et cetera, are all center stage. But Canadian governments continue to support the EV sector, and that includes availability of zero EV, aiming for, I think the current target still stands, 100% by 2035. So in the long run, confident it's going to grow. I even heard there's going to be a new strategy by the end of the year. But irrespective of those challenges, you know, technology is moving a lot faster than our workforce systems can adapt to. And the people who build, service, support these vehicles need these new competencies in high voltage systems, diagnostics, and safety. So building that EV literacy, this program can help bridge that gap so that people can sort of be ready now and in the future so that they can fully participate in this new clean tech economy.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I've seen the course. I understand some of the materials. I provide a little bit of feedback into that as well over the last few months. I know it started up in September timeframe, and you've had a few classes already go through. And the sense is, you know, this is a great overview perspective of not only understanding what is an EV, because most people, you know, 99% of people still don't really kind of understand what an electric vehicle is and what it can provide, both pros and cons and history and all that kind of stuff, the benefits. But then looking at some cost modeling when you're looking at just, you know, a consumer use case or maybe a fleet application, there's a project involved. There's coverage regarding fleet telemetry and the climate side of things and the carbon impact side of things, sustainability. There's different exercises and tools that are utilized for those areas. And then there is also a light touch from a technology standpoint from those that might be interested in pursuing a career in the mechanical side, like a vehicle technician or a maintenance technician, but on EVs versus regular internal combustion vehicle engines. So this course doesn't provide that depth of training, but it just kind of gives a quick overview and a flavor for what those components are, what kind of things may need maintenance, how you would do that. Talks about PPE, personal protection equipment, and all that kind of stuff. So it's a great foundational program I've seen that could launch people, not just students, but I think you have mature people coming that are looking to pivot, you know, their careers and their workforce, their experiences into other areas. Or is that kind of what the whole program was designed for?
Yeah, absolutely. We have folks who have very technical backgrounds. As you say, this is a little bit of an opportunity to get familiar with some of the new technology that's out there. And then we also have folks who are maybe near the beginning of their career and thinking about the EV sector and what they might be able to do. And I alluded to it sort of at the beginning, but this is relevant for all kinds of jobs in the industry. It's not just those guys who are going to be working in the shop on an actual car. It could also be those folks who are doing any of the servicing, people who are working with fleet vehicles, people who are doing sales. And so we see this as really that base that people might take advantage of so that they can jumpstart a career in the EV sector and or kind of build on stuff that they already have so that they can progress or advance as these new technologies come out and the need grows.
Yeah, absolutely. I think what's surprising that the students that go through this program find out is the depth of different types of career pathways that one could pursue regarding the EV market space. So not only your traditional automotive lanes like, you know, manufacturing, tier one, tier two, tier three supply chains, all that kind of stuff, which are still part of obviously the EV landscape. But, you know, there's the mining sector, which, you know, is a huge and going to be even more growing sector as Ontario, advertises it and pumps more money, helps pumps more money into that. So everything around that, you mentioned battery manufacturing, R&D, then you have the software side of things with AI and software development. We know most EVs on bespoke platforms are pretty well computer on wheels nowadays. So software is such an integral part of how they work and really a lot of the values that they add to consumers and to commercial elements that, you know, there's a huge amount of career pathways and opportunities in the software development side, the research there, the AI efficiencies, the electronics, there's all kinds of stuff. So I think this gives students kind of just that, you know, kind of whet the appetite approach to utilize and to think about where they might want to go beyond just the traditional stuff that we know. And I know you mentioned the Thrive platform earlier. That's a really great piece that these students have access to kind of help them on that journey, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So the platform has provided them, once they complete the training, for at least 12 months. And as I mentioned, it's next gen AI powered. It gives them job search tools like AI resume builders. It's compatible with all kinds of application systems. They can do their cover letters. There's aggregated job search, job matching. They can even track their applications. And there's a whole bunch of career planning tools. They can get labor market information, what jobs are available, the average salaries. It's really great. But it's not just about the platform, right? So there's always going to be human in the loop support throughout their whole job search. They can get help from coaches, from our Thrive staff to help with their networking, update their LinkedIn profiles, other sort of job search tactics. But even individual resume reviews and customizing their resumes or applications for a specific job posting. And then importantly, things like interview preparation.
Absolutely, which are great, you know, great tools to utilize for those that are looking to, you know, follow a different career path or look to investigate things further. I've seen a demo of the platform. It's quite well put together and tons of value in it. So you mentioned that this is held in Toronto. So I understand there's a couple of modules that are done online, and then there's the 1 week of in-class in Toronto at the EVNet facility, which is one of the partners. What are the steps, I guess, that somebody's interested that might want to take this program, what do they need to do to kind of step into it?
Yeah, for sure. So as you mentioned, there is an in-person component that's in Etobicoke at the EV lab. There is also the online learning component, and that's hosted on Humber's learning platform. So people can access that flexibly from anywhere before they do their lab portion. To get into the program, it's pretty straightforward. We have a registration portal. It's register-evtraining.ca. Hopefully Ken will be able to pop that up somewhere. Mm-hmm. Potential applicants can get more information about the program, the benefits, the services that we sort of talked about, requirements, other parts of the intake process, et cetera. So they'll start at the registration portal, generally speaking, where they're going to answer some qualifying questions, some basic stuff like, are you eligible to work in Canada? Then get access to the application form. And then we also offer information sessions. And these are just opportunities for people who are interested to get more information, ask some questions with one of our advisors, and get a sense of whether the program is right for them. One thing I want to emphasize that this is both a training and employment program. So mm-hmm. really, we are looking to help those who are interested in working in the sector or helping upskill workers. So if they're determined eligible, then they can enroll in Humber's learning platform that I mentioned before, and then they also get access to Thrive's platform. All of this leads to those four micro-credentials that I mentioned earlier. It's in EV fundamentals, EV battery fundamentals, service excellence in the EV industry, and then EV learning lab. And those four together becomes an EV essentials certificate issued by Humber. And you can actually use the micro-credential badges and a certificate on things like your LinkedIn profile. And that's, helpful for employers to see.
Absolutely. I was going to ask you that, so I'm glad that you segued into that. So the students receive a really compelling amount of information and learnings through this program that they could take many different areas. If some want to go into more of a vehicle mechanic, then they can. There are other more in-depth programs to go down that pathway and then get their various licenses. I don't know what the levels are, but the various, licenses there so that they can work. I know some people that say, I want to, work for Tesla service kind of thing. So how do I think about that? Well, this is a great opportunity to kind of get some of those learnings to think, to substantiate if that's where you want to go, or, I want to be an EV salesperson at a Tesla or another dealership. So this is a great program because from what I understand, it'll give the students that upper edge of, if they go into a dealership, having taken this course, they will know really how an EV operates, what all the benefits, and be able to explain that to consumers in a much more realistic manner than we've seen, that's kind of a bit of lacking in some of the sales approaches to some OEMs. And it's very dealer, vendor specific. It's all over the map. So to have somebody that can relate this, the pros and cons and all that kind of stuff, information to consumers in a more meaningful manner is a great way. That's just one example. So you mentioned that there are still spots available. I know that folks can also go to the Humber Polytechnic website and just, search for the EV learning course or along those lines, and it'll pop up with that as well. So a couple different ways to go that. And just my last question is how's the feedback been that you've had, 50 or 60, students already kind of go through this program? What's the general sense of feedback that you're hearing from these folks?
Yeah, the folks who have completed the program, overwhelmingly positive feedback. I think, just a little bit of a story. One of the things that I observed myself, I went in, saw a little bit of the training and the participants there. They're sharing with me some little insights that they had learned, which never occurred to me before. Something like the importance of weight distribution for an EV, just on the tires. And it kind of blew my mind. I was like, wow, yeah, of course. And because, the electric vehicles are going to be a little bit heavier. That mm-hmm. kind of stuff is super important, not just for the person doing maintenance. But, you talked earlier about the software engineer. That guy also needs to know to create a system to monitor those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. So that just really opened my eyes. Another great example is if people think about batteries are all the same. It's like, no, they are not the same. So battery safety is also super, super important. That's why there is a whole section on battery safety. And so people are telling me these stories, and it just kind of blew my mind. I was like, wow, this is really working. People are learning about these super important things about electric vehicles that they're not going to get in really anywhere else as part of standard training on, you know, ICE engines or, you know, whatever, things like that. So anyway, I just thought that it was super cool. And you could just sort of see it on people's faces, the interest that they had in getting that hands-on experience, going through the online learning. And now a lot of them are on their job search and they're out there looking for jobs. It's not easy. You know, it takes a lot of work, just like every other job search, but they're consistent and they're motivated. So it's really positive.
Absolutely. And, you know, to my knowledge, again, this is the only program of its kind, at least in Ontario. I'm not sure about the rest of Canada. I know BCIT does some things, but I think a lot of the programs that are out there are more on the technical side, especially like the mechanical side. If you want to become a vehicle technician, you know, mechanic, going down those areas, or maybe electronic side, maybe some of the engineering side. So this is really a unique course. Anybody that's listening to this that doesn't live in Ontario, but that, you know, thinks this is a great idea, you might want to reach out to your levels of government or your local educational establishments that might be able to help coordinate this, because it's a great idea. It's a great program, as John said, leads people down many different pathways that they could go in changing their careers or just getting information, just wanting to have more information about this marketplace. So you mentioned the link. I'll say it again, John. I think it's register-evtraining. You said .ca. Is it .ca or .com?
.ca.
Okay. I wrote down .com before, but .ca. So register evtraining.ca, or you can go to Humber College. Just search for that, Humber Polytechnic in Ontario, and go to their website and then just search EV Learning, EV Lab, something like that, EV Resources. It's the only one of its kind. It'll pop up and you can get more information. So really thankful, John, for you and the team for working with your partners in Humber and EVnet for putting this program together, because I think it really is unique and, you know, it's different. There's not a lot. We don't see a lot of that. We're not seeing a lot of that. And I hope that the course, you know, continues to bloom, continues to shine and moves forward from that. Anything lastly you wanted to close on?
Thanks so much, Ken, for having me here. Just one last comment is really that this partnership with Humber and the Electric Vehicle Network is just another great example of how different groups can come together to really try to solve a challenge. And I'm just really thankful to be able to work with such great people. And so without them, I don't think we'd be half as successful as we are now. So just to say thanks to everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. A big thanks for sure. So, and again, thanks to you, John. John Lee, the Director of Operations for Thrive Career Wellness here in Canada. You're in the GTA area, I believe. So I'm glad you're feeling better and was able to get through the conversations without too much coughing. I appreciate that. Again, for folks listening, check out the program. It's an exciting program. If you have questions, you can always email me and I can point you in the right direction or help you with that. So thanks again, John, for your time. I really appreciate it. And all the best for the upcoming holiday season.
Thanks so much, Ken. Same to you.
Thank you.
Thanks again for listening, folks. You can email me if you have comments. Email at evrevolutionshow@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at evrevshow. And if you have any suggestions for shows, please let me know. Thanks again for listening, and please, everybody, stay safe. And until the next time, I'll see you when I see you.